311. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a great day as you stick with us here on your favorite station in Barbados. Wherever you are, you know what? Want to say good afternoon to you, whether you're in Barbados, across the region, across the world. We know there is a whole host of diaspora listening to us, and or even those who have never been to Barbados but are locked in and logged on. We say thank you so much for making it 311 Radio Show one of your favorite listening bits for a Sunday afternoon. I'm Krista J. Paul, and with us we have, of course, the Barbados Fire Service. Today we have Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford.
Hi, and a pleasant good afternoon to each and every one of you tuned in and listening to us at this point in time. Hope you're having a fantastic Sunday.
Yes, and we have Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins.
Hi, good afternoon, Barbados. Happy Sunday to everybody.
Yes, good to see you both. How are you doing?
Fantastic, thank you. And yourself?
Yes, I'm doing well. God is good.
All the time.
Yes, all the time.
Oh, yeah. Jason went to church earlier today.
Right? Amen, brother.
Amen.
Oh, my. Well, you know, we would have had quite an eventful few weeks, from volcanic ash fall in the middle of a pandemic, yes, to a storm, to a hurricane. And, you know, we've been seeing a few accidents and some house fires as well that have been fatal. And I know you want to address a few things today, so I'm going to let you go ahead and start with the first one.
All right. So I know last week we would have ended the show where we spoke in terms of the elderly lady from St. Peter, the house fire that we had up there, who would have sustained some injuries in that fire. Now, this appeal is to our elderly folks out there, our more senior persons in society. And when I heard that, the circumstances surrounding how that came about, it carried me right back to a childhood memory. And this was a memory where I was with my great-grandmother and we were walking in town, and I had my little plastic basket at that point in time. And walking, she was holding my hand, but she was on the inside, on the sidewalk. She was on the inside. It was more or less behind her on the outside. And this car came up and it grazed the basket. So she heard the noise and she thought I was struck. She thought it was my hand. But I told her no, it was just the basket. She keeps saying, your hand okay. And another lady who saw what went on, she came and you got alcohol, you got alcohol. And of course, that is their first, it seems like that's their first line of defense. And I can't remember if my great grandmother had, or if the lady took out of her bag and gave my grandmother. But see my great granddad, and she's rubbing down my hand with this alcohol. You sure you want me to the hospital? And I'm like, but it just hit the bath.
No, it's like,
yes. Yes, yes.
Well, according to Jason, yeah, it's like Muslim, you know, everything.
Yes.
But that is the thing. When we realistically look at it, our elderly folks, those are the ones who like the alcohol, the Limacol, and the Alcalada. The Alcalada is the green one with the penguin.
Yes, yes.
The Limacol is the yellow one, and the alcohol. And then we have the methylated spirit, which is the purple one. If you go into the home of our senior citizens, guaranteed you are going to find one, as Jason just said, all of them.
Yes.
And they have this thing, as soon as they feel something coming on, they douse down. They will call, that's what they call it. They literally call it dousing down.
Yeah.
And they don't recognize the danger. Alcohol is very, very flammable. So the thing is, you need to make sure that your skin is dry. If you're going to use alcohol, you need to ensure that you're thoroughly dry before you go to any open flame. If you approach an open flame with alcohol, even if it is just open and the vapors, persons seem to think that, you know what, it has to be the liquid that burns. Majority of the time is the vapors. And that is what general persons don't understand. Again, because of our science and what we would have been through, we know that it's the actual vapors. And this is what would have taken place in that instance. So those persons, again, we're not trying to tell you not to use your alcohol, but we need you to be extremely careful whenever you're going to be approaching an open flame. Wow. Then, of course, we had...
Before you move to that one, from your recollection, has there ever been a case like this before where you would have had a fire because of so much alcohol in the skin?
With alcohol being used? Yes. Again, we had this YouTube teaches us a lot of things. And I'm not going to say that knowledge is not powerful, but it is what we do with that knowledge. Mm-hmm. And we had especially children during vacation and whatever else.
I think it's what,
who weren't being supervised or who there wasn't anyone around. And they were trying out these hacks. Exactly. And yes, one or two would have ended in there being a fire. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of the children were involved, but then at the end of the day, because of experimenting, it means that the parents, the elder, whoever it was, would have lost some part of their home, or the home would have been destroyed.
Yeah. In addition to what Ford was saying also, in talking about the alcohol, mm-hmm. I do remember, now that we're in the pandemic, we must be also mindful that each and every one of us, not only elderly, are exposed to a lot of alcohol, especially our hands. We're using the sanitizers and whatever have you, whether it be in a store, whether it be at home or wherever. We are constantly using a lot of sanitizers, and these sanitizers contain about at least 60% alcohol, which is a high volume of alcohol, which is obviously flammable. So even in terms of sanitizing your hands and then going to use the stove, you need to be mindful, especially if you're going to be lighting a match or something like that, that alcohol is obviously indeed flammable. And you need to be mindful when you're approaching any open flame, as Ford said, but especially with your hands in this current pandemic and using the amount of sanitizer that we're using.
Yes, so that would be a good choice, especially if you're at home, instead of using the alcohol, because alcohol is basically supposed to be used. We're using the sanitizers in the absence of water and soap.
Correct.
So when you have water and soap available, that is the better mean for you to sanitize yourself.
So if you're going to approach open flame, whether it be cooking, etc., lighting a match, it'd be advised to use soap or water as opposed to the sanitizer.
Right. Okay, that's good information. You know, that's not something that people would necessarily think about.
Exactly.
You know, but alcohol, because you think some kind of oil or gas, you know, but you wouldn't think of alcohol. So yes, that's good information.
But when you think about it too, Krista J, I don't know if you're familiar, there's a drink called the Flaming Sambuca.
No,
which is an alcoholic drink. And you would see the bartenders, they would pour alcohol and then they would take a lighter and they would light it.
Okay.
So alcohol in all forms, whether it's the rubbing alcohol, the drinking alcohol, all of them are highly flammable.
There you go. Word to the wise, and especially know that the children are home and right now there are no camps, well, face-to-face camps. You know, we just need to be mindful of what the children are doing and the experimenting that's taking place at home. So, yeah, we need to remember that. So you're about to move on to another tragic incident.
All right, so right in continue, we recognize that there would have been a couple of house fires over the last weekend. And I know persons would normally ask the question, give us some more information. There's not too much that I can divulge in at this point in time, other than to say that one of those house fires, we had three individuals being involved. And we heard that one was, of course, an infant and a one-year-old. And we heard that subsequently to that, one of the adults would have succumbed to the injuries. Now, again, we're asking persons to be mindful, to be careful. Anytime that you find yourself on fire, your clothes are on fire, anything like that, remember the more that you run around or you
movement
in general is going to feed that fire. Mm-hmm. So again, we ask you to go back with something that we teach children. Anytime you find out your clothes are on fire, there's something called stop whatever you're doing, drop to the ground, and just roll back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. This extinguishes the fire. Now, when you're moving around, all you're doing is introducing more oxygen. And of course, don't forget, you are the fuel. Because now you have on clothes, your skin, whether it be cream, whatever, on you. Some people perfume, we go overboard. That becomes fuel for the flames. That becomes fuel for the fire. So just remember, again, we go into primary schools, we go into the nurseries, and we teach our children this. But I guess we missed the mark. Maybe we forgot to educate our adults that there is something that you can do. If there is too much smoke within the environment, we talk about behaving like a baby and actually getting on your all fours and crawling, because there is at least about six inches of breathable air at that layer. So once you keep your head down out of the smoke, you'll find that you'll be able to make your access out of the environment.
You see a little better as well, because what a lot of people don't understand, because even in the way of the recent fires, I was saying people obviously probably were fast asleep at that time of the night or whatever the case may be. And I always say to people, that is the most vulnerable time, because it is not like in the day where you maybe bum up because you smell or hear something and get out. If it is that time of the morning where you're dead asleep, by the time you wake for whatever reason, for whatever, however you get wet, whether it be from the smoke or the heat
calling,
or somebody call or whatever, it might be a case where the house is fully engulfed and you have to try to make your way to an exit. Because you wake up and you see smoke, it is not the end of the road. You get as low as possible to the ground on your all fours, as Ford said. You crawl. If you think about crawling, you try to find a wall and crawl. These are some basic little techniques that even us as firefighters use to traverse burning buildings, because believe it or not, even when we go into burning buildings, we cannot see anything either.
Yeah.
So we depend solely on the sense of feel.
Yeah.
And those little basic techniques. Once you follow a wall, you will eventually find a door to find your way out, and you get as low as possible to get to that 6 inches of breathable air.
And the thing is about it too, most persons know how their homes are laid out. When we become focused, or we allow ourselves to become oriented to what's going on around us, we remember, okay, this is the layout of our home. It's not like me trying to traverse your home. I don't know how your home is laid out. So then it becomes an obstacle for me. Again, for some persons around Christmas, when they remove this and change around the settings and whatever else, it could be a challenge. But when you become familiar with the settings at home, this is something, and again, we ask persons to practice it. We talked about exit drills in your home, blindfolding yourself, blindfolding your children. And what this is supposed to do, it stimulates if you're in a small field environment. How would you get out of that environment? So when we say these things, we're not just saying them just to sound good or just to take up a couple minutes on the show. We're actually trying to teach you life-saving techniques, life-saving skills that can prevent further disaster, loss of life, if something should happen within your home environment. So again, we heard the word EDIF, exit drills in the home, and get your children involved, blindfold them, make it a challenge for the family. Okay, if something had to happen in this room, or we had to get up late at night, or whatever the case is, how do we get out of here? As I said, by blindfolding the children, you can see how they will operate. By blindfolding yourself as an adult and having another adult look and supervise it and time it, you know what are your chances of survival once it is not an explosion or whatever the case is.
Yes. Wow, that's really something. You know, the thing is that we never really pay attention as much until something happens to us or somebody close to us or next door to us.
It is
and
true.
Then, you know, that's when reality kicks in. Sorry?
Become reactive then instead of being proactive.
Yes, yes, yes. That's exactly it. So let's be proactive. You know, I think now is a good time to just put on a little plug to remind everybody to get their fire extinguishers and their smoke alarms. Smoke alarms. You know, it's better to be frightened out of your sleep with a little smoke and have the alarm go off than to have a lot of fire around engulfing you before you realize what's happening. So that's very important, and we need to encourage people, especially at this time, to get that done. You know, you can never tell, you can never know what might happen. You may just save your life, the lives of your loved ones and your property as well. So might as well just spend a little bit of money rather than having to go through all that and pay insurance, or rather, you know, go through the whole insurance process and fire certificate process and so on. So yes.
But you're talking about insurance. What about those persons who don't have insurance, Krista J? Because
exactly.
We have a lot of homes in Barbados that they're not insured, and to rebuild from scratch again, I'm telling you, it's going to cost more than a smoke alarm, which is about $25.
Yes.
And it's going to definitely cost more than an extinguisher, which in some cases can run you from $80 to probably $165 or 200 bucks. Okay. About $200. Again, things like fire blankets, those are things that we can invest in inside our home, a 3x3 fire blanket, keep it inside the kitchen, because some persons will say, you know, most fires start inside the kitchen, persons walking away. We had the other case of the individuals, I think there were two brothers, one brother went to look for another, and that's, you know, he heard his neighbor saying to him, they saw smoke coming from the house. Luckily for him, and I'm considering him to be lucky, because at the end of the day, all he lost was his kitchen. That could have gone totally different if those persons weren't aware, if they weren't at home or what have the cases. So again, you're asking persons that alarm, it is the first line of defense in the case of, sorry, alert. If there is a fire going on within the home, it is designed the way it's designed, because if you're in a sleep, it is supposed to rouse you out of that sleep. Persons consider it to be annoying. It is only annoying when it is not functioning properly. And again, the emphasis is on you, the onus is on you,
yes,
to ensure when the batteries require changing, that you get them changed, just like you would change the battery in your clock, you would change the battery in your remote control, television remote control, because you don't want to get up and go to the television to change those channels. Physically, you also need to look after that smoke alarm. You need to change that battery in order to ensure that it works the way it is designed to work.
Yes, and yes.
Many times we go into, and Jason will tell you, Sobers will tell you, many times we go into establishments and you see this fancy thing on the wall. And I mean, as I keep saying, I'm gypsy. Does it work? So do you have a broomstick? And then you pull, you recognize nothing is happening.
Yes.
So
yes.
Why? Because there's no battery in there. So therefore it is just an ornament. It is not a smoke alarm at that point in time.
Yes,
in fact, we hear actually going into a lot of these stores and businesses generally, we hear a lot of chirping alarms, and the person working within the building, they're not even aware. But from the time I enter, I can hear, well, your alarm needs batteries. A person like, well, how you know we were talking about?
I said,
wow. That chirping is your alarm needing battery replacement. But you know, I hear that a couple of times, but I ain't paying the money, you know. So persons need to be aware of these little things, because very often I go into places and I can hear it. It is like a definite sound for me because I'm accustomed to it. Once I hear it, I, you know, even sometimes I've been watching television and I hear people alarm going off in the background. That's,
yep.
Wow.
I can hear the little chirping. It's
yeah. But then the fact that they've gotten acclimatized to it means that it's been chirping for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so. Oh my word. Wow, wow, wow. Well, you know, we talk about the fires and so on. And I know that you also want to talk about road safety based on what would have, my goodness, tragic accidents over the past weekend.
Correct. Actually, there were about two or so accidents, if I remember, within the last weekend or so.
Yeah.
And there are probably more that might not have involved the fire service and so on. But, you know, I just want to keep appealing to persons. I have said it on the show over and over. You know, be very cautious on the road. I like to use this phrase that metal and flesh don't go well together. That's, you know, and I always tell people in my line of work, I have seen firsthand the devastation that can cause to property, to human life, and that kind of thing. People can be literally transformed in a split second. I'm talking about from a healthy, fit person to a person who probably who can either lose their life or can't
lose
even walk,
limb,
lose limbs,
you know,
it is that simple. And, you know, a lot of times we get behind the wheel and everybody sometimes get a little excited. We all like Fast and Furious movies and we like to We like speed and we like the, it looks good, but I always tell people, one, the movies or television does for that purpose.
Right.
Guys, the Paul Bowers and those guys do that for that purpose as a sport with no oncoming traffic.
In
a controlled environment with no oncoming traffic. We do a lot of things around, even, you know, motorcycles. We do these things on the main road with oncoming traffic. Again, when you see guys doing those stunts and so on in the Gillettes or the sports, they are in a controlled environment. So we need to be mindful of those things on the road. And as Ford alluded to, well, I think that was before we started our recording, that even your the maintenance of your vehicle, because sometimes things like tires, things, a leak, something.
Brakes, right?
Definitely, you know, the braking system.
And sometimes you don't pay attention to a lot of things. And actually, there are some persons who even are driving vehicles that they know have issues. And they say, oh, I'm good, I know the vehicle. But then, you know, something happens. Right. Yes. Good afternoon, Barbados.
Good afternoon, Officer Solvers.
Yes. Just to add to what my colleagues were saying, I think, too, a lot of times we take things for granted and we believe, oh, I'm a good driver, or oh, it's not going to happen to me. Mm-hmm. And we need to change that mindset to, you don't know what's going to happen, so you have to pay as much attention to the road or as much attention to what you're doing. We will pass and see persons maybe doing their makeup, maybe eating or maybe drinking, maybe on their cell phone texting, the child in the back seat, standing up between the seat. And we always with the notion, oh, man, we good, man, it's not going to happen to us. If something happens, we can be able to swerve off or we can be able to defend and stop it from happening. But you really and truly do not know what is going to happen. And that's why we always say, live each day as it's your last, because really and truly, you really and truly do not know.
Right.
With that being said, I encourage all listeners, pay close attention to the road or what it is that you're doing. Do not get sidetracked. All of these things can be done when you pull over or when you stop. But once that vehicle is in motion, make sure everyone is strapped in, especially the children. Make sure they pay attention to the road, to oncoming traffic, to pedestrians, to the cyclists. And that's another thing.
Okay. So I wouldn't even say when we stop, because sometimes we can stop at a major stop. We can stop at traffic lights. Mm-hmm. And you see persons doing this. So a little more clarity there, please.
Go right ahead.
All right. So again, females, I'm going to speak from my end, females. And yes, you do see it. Persons driving, combing their hair, persons driving, applying makeup. These are things that can be done before you leave. I know, yes, you're late already. If you know that is the case, get up about 5-10 minutes earlier. Do what you're supposed to. 5-10 minutes earlier can save you a lifetime of regret. And we always go with this, if I did know. Mm-hmm. Again, one of the things I wanted to speak to are the new drivers. You know, as soon as we get that book, we seem to think that
we're the best drivers.
We're the best, not only the best drivers, we got it handled. We know everything. And most of the times, that is so far from true. They have given you that, I said book. I know we're not using book anymore. That card.
You know,
that car, God, that's basically saying to you is that you're allowed to drive on the road by yourself, but you still now have to learn the ins and outs of road traffic, how to maneuver on our roads. And sometimes when you tell these people things, I mean, the first thing to do is walk across you. And that time, sometimes if you see some of the nonsense that they do, and the thing is, foot always flat. That's another thing we need to recognize. At the end of the day, you have a vehicle, you are in charge of the vehicle. The vehicle is not in charge of you. You are the person who knows when to, I'm going to use our prime minister's favorite quote. We know when to accelerate and we know when to brake. All right. At the end of the day, too many of us like to accelerate, not recognizing that we need to brake. Yes. We need to pull back that vehicle. So as we can only say, a word to the wise is enough. We've said it over and over. I think we saw what would have happened throughout the weekend to these persons. And at this point in time, I would like to offer my deepest condolences to those families yes. who would have lost their loved ones.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, yes, go ahead.
Just to quickly add to Ford was saying, because we were talking about accelerating, and it brought to my attention, you know, a lot of the guys, especially the guys mainly love the fast car, so to speak, in terms of modifying.
Turbo
but
charge,
always remember that charge. If you're modifying your vehicle in terms of going forward, you got to modify your braking system, because if it's going forward, it has to be able to stop.
Yeah,
that's all I want to say, Todd.
Wow, yes. Listen, we definitely need to take heed to these warnings, myself included, you know, all of us, because you just never know what's going to happen when. And I want to thank you for that. And yes, we do extend our condolences to the family members of those who have lost their lives, yeah. whether at the time, as in the car accidents, or mm-hmm. subsequently, as in what, you know, which you're talking about earlier, with the fire. Yes. And we extend our condolences to them as well. I don't know if you want to end on that note, or if you still wish to offer the hurricane tip.
Well, basically, I don't like to end on a sad note. We try to keep everything alive, bubbly. And what I would say to those persons, remember the memories you would have had, memories you would have shared. But also to persons out there who are still listening, kindly remember we're still in the hurricane season. Don't become complacent, please, at this point in time. You should be putting in those extra preparations. We saw what had already passed us. It hasn't gone anywhere. We're still very much within the hurricane season. Exactly.
Yes.
So if you still need to do those last minute fixes, get the shutters, get the, lanterns, what's it called?
Whatever, all the different things that we need.
Not lanterns, we are advertising kerosene oil.
Okay, battery lanterns.
Or solar, so be it. Right, so we encourage your persons to make sure that you have your tin foods. Again, please don't be stocking up on $500 in meat. Remember, during the hurricane period, we keep saying to you, more canned foods, more non-perishable, because if the electricity goes off, in case, just like what we would have seen a couple days ago, that these things have a tendency to spoil. And unless you have a big barbecue that's going to be going on where you can utilize all of that meat, it is going to spoil.
Yeah.
Now, if the meat is going off, I have a couple of dogs. I can take the meat. I can take the paws. It becomes animal food. So please be wise in your decisions at this point in time. Do not overstock your fridge.
Yeah.
Please don't overstock the fridge.
And lastly, just remember to, you're still in COVID times. So all the protocols, social distancing, wear your face mask, everything, and prepare.
And be safe. Yes. Oh my, well, thank you so much. We've had a lot to think about, to talk about, to mull over. And we want to wish everyone a safe week as we think about these things. And you know, the Bible says, we'll not only be hearers, but doers as well. And so thank you so much. Oh, I want to thank the Barbados Fire Service for all that you do. Thank you so much. Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Poore, thank you.
Thank you.
And to Fire and Life Safety Officers Jason Collins and Kevin Sobos, who joined us in the program, thank you.
Thank you also. You're welcome.
Stay safe, and, Barbados.
Yes, and have a great week. Remember, you can always listen to the podcast on VOB929.com, or you can watch the recordings on the Facebook page, VOB929 FM. I'm Krista J. Paul. God bless. Have a wonderful week, and as usual,
fire prevention is our intention.
All right. Thank you.